Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio broadcast of Moilili Honganji Mission. Moilili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Our resident minister is Reverend Bert Sumikawa. We welcome you to join us for temple services and activities. Please visit our website at www.moililihonganji.org to find a map of our location and information about our temple. This morning's program is sponsored by Mrs. Bessie Yoshimura. Our speaker for today is Reverend David Nakamoto, Resident Minister of Kailua Honganji Mission.
Good morning and aloha. Learning or learning of the truth of the Buddha Dharma is a fascinating matter. Let me share a story here. It is called the story of the samurai warrior and the monk. A great samurai warrior was returning home with his army after having won a great battle in the field and was feeling quite arrogant about it. In the countryside where they passed, they saw a monk was meditating under a tree. The samurai warrior stopped and then approached the monk. He wanted to ask the monk a question. The samurai said to the monk, "Hey, you bonsang, tell me the difference between heaven and hell." The monk was quiet and did not say a word for a while. The samurai began to get impatient and loudly said, "Hey, bonsang, I asked you, what is the difference between heaven and hell?" The monk remained quiet. By this time, the samurai was quite upset and started to yell for an answer. "Hey, you bonsang!" At this point, the monk said strongly, "You, samurai, you are unshaven. Your breath is foul. Your body is smelly. Hasn't your mother not even taught you how to take a bath?" The samurai became furious. His eyes grew fierce, his face flushed, and he pulled out his sword from its sheath. And in those days, the samurai would not hesitate to kill someone who defied them inappropriately. He began to pull back the sword and was ready to strike and kill the monk. With the sword about to be struck down, the monk points out calmly, "That is hell." The samurai stops. He catches himself and realizes that a lesson is being taught here. Here the bonsang, realizing even at the risk of his own life, was trying to teach him something. He thinks about what has happened, and he puts the sword back into its sheath. As he does this, he is overwhelmed with emotion. Tears begin to roll down his cheeks. The monk says to him, pointing to the tears, "Now that is heaven." The samurai, as the story goes, is so impacted by this lesson that he ends up becoming a bonsang himself. The tears in the story represent an awakening to the truth, a realization of his self-centered ignorance. This realization becomes his liberation, or in another term, heaven. In Buddhist terms, we speak of the Pure Land rather than the word heaven. The Pure Land represents or symbolizes the ultimate truth, nirvana, or suchness. Another way of seeing the Pure Land is to see the Pure Land as a symbol of the Sangha. And the Sangha is the place where a teacher and his students are wholeheartedly seeking the Dharma, the truth. In the story just told, the samurai and the monk were the Sangha, and they were listening to the Dharma together. According to Reverend Nobuo Haneda, this is probably the most concrete way of defining the Pure Land. Reverend Rijing Yasuda says the following about the Pure Land. "People say various things about birth in the Pure Land, but could there be any greater notion than the fact that we are now sitting and learning the Dharma together? This place where we are listening to the Dharma together is the Pure Land. Our being allowed to be part of this place, of this Sangha, is birth in the Pure Land. Do you think you can have anything greater than this in your life, the fact that you are listening to the Dharma as a member of the Sangha? Some people may speak about the wonderful things to be obtained in the Pure Land after death. But those things are nothing but projections of the human illusion. Jodo Shinshu does not concern itself with Pure Land after death. Its focus is on the Pure Land here and now. The fact that we are privileged to be part of the Sangha is our liberation, our birth in the Pure Land. The Pure Land is said then to be a symbol of the Sangha, a place where a teacher and his students are wholeheartedly seeking the Dharma. It can be seen as a place where we can have true friends. This definition of the Pure Land as the Sangha, as a place we can have true friends, is consistent with the definition of the Pure Land by Shantao. Shantao defines this shore and the other shore, the Pure Land, in his famous parable of the two rivers and the white path, where he defines this shore where one constantly follows evil friends without ever meeting a true teacher. He defines the other shore, the Pure Land, where the traveler immediately reaches the western shore. He meets his good friends and his joy is limitless. Shantao explains that this shore symbolizes the world of loneliness or solitude, where one does not have true friends. The other shore, the Pure Land, symbolizes the world where one has true friends. Buddhism simply confirms the importance of the truth that all of us already know, the truth that friends are important in our lives. The place we can have true friends, the Sangha, is the Pure Land. So the Pure Land is a symbol of the Sangha where a teacher and his students are wholeheartedly seeking the Dharma, the truth. And the power of the Pure Land means the power of listening. Listening to the words of Buddhist predecessors. It is through listening to their words that one can realize Buddhahood. No matter how capable a seed may be, it cannot sprout by itself. If a seed is placed on a rock, it will never sprout. It must have conditions such as heat, moisture, and light. The Pure Land, the Sangha, is the condition that enables us to sprout. It is by receiving power from the Pure Land, from the Sangha, that we can sprout and eventually bear fruit. Among the three treasures, the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha is very important. It is the Sangha that enables us to gain insight into the Buddha and the Dharma. Thus, Shin Buddhism says that birth in the Pure Land, the Sangha, is truly important. Our birth in the Pure Land, our becoming part of the Sangha, is our liberation. Thank you for listening. With gratitude and appreciation, we give thanks to Amida Buddha, our compassionate light. Namo Amida Butsu.
Thank you, Reverend Nakamoto. Here are some announcements. Tomorrow, Sunday, May 11th, there will be a 9 a.m. English service with Reverend Bert Sumikawa as speaker. Please join us for our special Mother's Day brunch following the service. Moilili Honganji will be celebrating Shinran Shonin's birthday, or Gotae, next week, May 18th, at our 9 a.m. service. The guest speaker will be Reverend Saul Kalu. Please join us. The Moilili Honganji Sangha is going hiking to Manoa Falls and visiting the Lion Arboretum on Saturday, June 14th at 10 a.m. The plan is to meet at Moilili Honganji and carpool to Manoa Falls. Please check with the temple office at 949-1659 for details if you are interested. The Honpa Honganji Mission End of Life Committee is sponsoring small group sessions to discuss issues related to end of life and aging with dignity. The theme for the series is Living Well Till the End of Life. Have you had the conversation? The groups will be limited to 10 to 12 people and facilitated by Mr. Joel Merchant, who is experienced with group meetings and very active with the Buddhist community in Hawaii. Participants will meet once each week for 5 meetings and will be provided an opportunity to share concerns and experiences in an intimate and safe setting. The goal of this program is to connect people and resources, review advanced care planning, discuss family experience with elder care, hospice care, wills and trusts, advance directives, make choices and decisions about end-of-life issues and aging with dignity. The first session will meet on Tuesday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuing Annex Temple on May 20th, May 27th, June 3rd, June 10th, and June 17th. The second session will meet on Tuesdays from 6:30 to 8 at the Honpa Honganji Hawaii Betsuing Annex Temple beginning on June 24th. Additional group meetings will be scheduled at a later date. If you are interested, please inquire at your local temple or call Moilili Honganji at 949-1659. The deadline for registration is May 15th. As we close this morning's broadcast of The White Way, we would like to thank our sponsor, Mrs. Bessie Yoshimura, and our speaker, Reverend David Nakamoto. I'd like to wish all the moms out there a very happy Mother's Day. Thank you for listening, and please join us again next week on The White Way. Namo Amida Butsu.